A thing known the world over by kids everywhere.
Universally popular, but with varying quality from installment to installment.
This week, we're talking chicken tenders.
How Star Wars is it?
Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Josiah, and hello, listeners.
Hello to the listeners. Welcome to the show. This is How Star Wars Is It. It's the only podcast.
That's right. And here on this show, we take any topic, and ultimately, given a long enough time span, every topic, and discuss review it, give it a score from 1 to 10, not of how good it is, but of how Star Wars it is. And this week marks the first week of Mike's Invisalign era of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We talked about it in the Patreon. We're going to talk about it here. If you're hearing a little more, if those S's are a little more rich.
Yeah, rich.
That's
chicken
a nice way
tenders.
To say it. Tenders.
If I sound a little bit more like Mrs. Incredible, a.k.a. Elastigirl.
Yeah, you get really southern all of a sudden.
leave the superheroing to the men? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Wow. Pitch perfect. Nailed it. I love that Elastigirl has this like she's from this big city or fights crime in this big city, but she does have a southern accent.
Yeah, right.
It's like where is she from? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Man, didn't we do an episode of The Incredibles?
I think so. We should revisit that. They also have got to hurry up and get The Incredibles cast into Disney Speedstorm.
Oh, baby. Have we talked about Disney Speedstorm on the main feed? I don't think we have. Mike has a new obsession.
Yeah.
And it's Disney Speedstorm.
It is a free-to-play kart racing game starring all of your favorite Disney characters.
And the only way I knew about it was because some of my kids at work play it, and they are 4 years old.
Yeah.
And 5 years old, I should say. So it's not just for babies. It's for little kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also for grown-ups. And I still haven't tried it yet, but it looks cool. But we're talking about none of that today. We're talking about... But Mike does have Invisalign, so
yeah.
for the next like how many months? Like 6 months?
It's like
8 months?
It's not even going to be that long. It might be something like 5.
Okay, so just like buckle up, buckle in, get ready for some more S's, some fun S's
it's,
from Mike.
It's
going to
basically be the entire summer.
Summer.
So like when it's time to get back into what I think I look like, which is like jeans, long sleeve, button up shirt. I will look like myself again. But during the summer when it's like my big old chicken breast thighs are out, my teeth are going to have a little plastic casing around them. And I'm just going to be like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. When you become your Bitmoji self again in the fall, you will be normal again.
Yeah.
But until then, you will be a new form of Mike that we haven't seen.
That's why,
which is exciting.
The idea of like gender being a social construct, that the fact that that doesn't register for a lot of people is like so silly to me, because it's like, well, how would you dress your Bitmoji? That's gender, basically.
Yeah, that is your specific gender.
It's maybe not quite so specific. It might just be more like that's expression or presentation or whatever.
Sure, that's
but
more
like,
your gender expression. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To quote RuPaul, we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
It's true. Now, here's
I'm
what...
Lazy sweatpants drag.
yeah. I'm in haven't done laundry drag.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm on my last legs of shirts. It's
your
too
shirts
small
have legs?
Tie-dye shirt. Yeah, it's scary.
What do your pants have?
So arms.
Oh.
And they have three holes in them, or do they? Think about it. Think about it. How many holes does a pants? Is that like
one of those how many holes are in a straw thing?
Yeah. It's like my pants have three holes in them. And it's like, oh, I should sew them up. And it's like, it's the legs and the top, you and idiot.
The butt part.
The butt
the,
part.
The waist.
I think there are as many. I was going to say this, and I don't want to let it get away. There are as many genders as there are Bitmoji.
There you go. Yeah.
I think that is what the future liberals want.
Yeah.
And it's future I want.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say it. I want there to be as many. And hey, while we're at it, as many pronouns. Just to make things very, very difficult. Like a million pronouns.
You know, it's funny you say that because it's the sort of like annoying MAGA people who, when they're asked their pronouns, they say something like ridiculous, like my pronouns are yes, ma'am, or whatever. And it's like, okay, well, right, shit, right. I got to add that to the list now.
Well, my pronouns are yes and. Yeah. Because I'm an improviser.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I got news for you. Your pronouns are he, him.
Just like numbers game wise.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are definitely.
Yeah. Your pronouns are plaid shirt.
Yeah.
But anyway, hi, that, everybody. Anyway, welcome to the main feed, not the Patreon.
This is not the Patreon. We're talking about chicken tenders. Now, Mike and I have been for years, mm-hmm. been doing this podcast.
Yeah.
And we have done many a food.
Mm-hmm.
We've done burgers,
we've done fries.
Yeah. I think at this point, we have almost got a whole menu, a whole fast food menu.
Oh my God,
going
are we going to be like Mr. Beast Burger?
Yes.
The
we
like
are.
Hasui restaurant pop up?
Yeah, and here's what we're going to have. We're going to have
candy sandwiches.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see what we're going to have. I'm going to go through every episode and see which ones are food. Actually, I just searched food, and the first ones that came up were breakfast, in quotes, the grocery store, ice cream, burgers, sandwiches, leftovers, the food. Pie, tacos, and chili.
What about challah?
We did challah, but I guess I didn't write the word food in of some of these, so that's missing a lot of them.
Yeah, we'll have to make fries. A menu, and then each item on the menu, you know how like the quarter pounder with cheese is like the number two or whatever. Each number would be the episode number that food appears.
So if you want fries, you're gonna order episode 269, and then that also comes with a million pickles. On the side.
Now, do we just do McDonald's fries since that won the bracket, or can we please do fries with bark?
Oh my God, shut up. Stop pretending that fries with bark are a thing. Now, I do want to say that our favorite listener, Justin, but he sent us an episode about fries, or he sent us an email about the fries episode. And he said the description line says, or the subject line says, waffle fries are mid.
Oh, okay.
Which I believe our waffle fries made it pretty far.
You know, waffle fries have such a high margin for error.
That's true.
They can either be flop or like nice and crisp.
Yeah. He said, it's hard to rank the best fries potatoes. I currently live in Idaho, in parentheses. But easily the worst fries are in order, crinkle cut. Steak fries, waffle fries. So that's interesting. And then as far as juggling pickles, I wouldn't because I'm bad at juggling. Here's an illustration. I drew a force diagram but lost it. That's from Justin. And I'll read his second email whenever we get to the end.
Cool.
Yeah. So, because he sent another one on the other episode, because Justin's our favorite listener, and you can also be our favorite listener if you want to email us sometime, listeners. So we'll give you a prompt at the end, but don't worry about it.
So
right now.
This is a classic case of, oh shit, it's already Saturday. We need to think of a topic for Monday when we record. This came to mind because my brain went, okay, what foods have we not done? We've basically done all of them, right? And I was thinking about like IO. Like if we...
Yeah.
I usually, for nights that we perform in Anarchy, I have to go straight from my office because I usually work from the office on Thursdays. and it is like well north of the city, and IO is like pretty central in Chicago. So I have to like book it just to get there on time for our 6:30 call time, which a lot of times means I'm ordering dinner from the IO bar, which has like some pretty good food, but like you really can't go wrong getting like a hot dog or chicken tenders from IO.
Yeah, I'm always getting those chicken tendies.
And that's like what came to mind. I suppose we should do hot dogs at some point.
Oh, have we not?
Have we not?
Have we? No. At this point, we have not done hot dogs.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go.
But
we've done buffalo wings.
So here is... Oh, yeah, that's right. So chicken tenders,
this is a
chicken
good podcast.
Fingers, chicken strips.
Yeah.
Let's define terms here 15 to 20 minutes into the episode.
Right.
I think of a chicken tender. Well, so two things. First thing that comes to mind is growing up, the difference between McDonald's and Burger King to me was McDonald's had chicken nuggets and Burger King had chicken tenders.
Right.
Those are just longer chicken nuggets, though. I think nuggets can be like proper, like a cut of a chicken breast that's like fried, but more often than not these days at a fast food place, they're like a pink slime that gets fried.
Fried,
and
yeah, pink
chicken
slime, yeah.
Tender to me, more often than that, is like a cut of a piece of meat of a chicken that is fried.
That has been battered and fried.
Yeah. Like when you bite it, you can like see the grain of the you know, the muscle or whatever.
Don't talk about that.
I just mean,
that makes me
as
not
opposed to
eat
biting
meat.
Into like a monolithic like sludge that got fried
sponge,
into like white.
Yeah, when you eat a chicken, yes, but like the no matter where you slice a chicken nugget, that's going to be the same throughout.
Yeah.
Where you slice a chicken tender, there will be variation.
Right.
I think that's as good a definition
but
as any.
That Burger King thing I said is that is just longer McNuggets. Like those were just
longer
slime.
Nugs. Yeah. Yeah. Like that video of the them making the pink slime, and then they're a bunch of kids, and they're like, "Do you guys still eat this?" And they all raise their hand because they're like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
It looks good. It's a chicken nugget.
But so chicken tenders, chicken strips, chicken fingers. They are the number one with a bullet item on any kid's menu at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to eat some kind of fancy pasta or seafood or whatever, wherever restaurant you're at. You know, they also have mac and cheese and chicken tenders.
Yeah. For the kids. If you're a grown up and you want mac and cheese, well... I hope you look 12 and under.
Well,
because
you're actually kind of bringing me to what I think might be the best case for chicken tenders being fairly Star Wars.
Oh.
They are decidedly for children. And I think more and more adults eat them all the time. Like, we order them at I.O., You get them. There's like fancy kind, you know, like a hot chicken kind of place might do like a tender.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Or
like when I...
The thing that comes to mind is also Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know who did it first, but whoever invented the term boneless wing, which is just a fucking chicken nugget for 25-year-olds, genius. Because you'd probably feel a little silly being, you know, 30, 40, whatever, you wanted to go watch the game with your boys and be like, we'd like some chicken nuggets for the table.
Can we get some chicky nuggies? We're two.
Yeah. And boneless wings tend to be that same thing I was saying about tenders of like, this is actual meat. Like,
actual meat.
Unsludgified.
Unsludgified meat. Yeah,
And that's what Star Wars is, I guess was my point.
That's what Star Wars is, yeah.
It's something for kids that... everybody still enjoys as adults, and there's fancy versions that are like really more for adults, but more often than not they're like a frozen thing that a bar or a restaurant just throws in a microwave or a deep fryer.
There's like the Alamo Drafthouse here in Chicago has a great chicken tender. It's like our 24-hour brine, and it's got green chili gravy and stuff.
Yeah,
really tasty. But you're right, I think this is our inn.
That's Andor, that's The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Or like the books, like the novels, that they don't have a movie version. You just have to actually be a grown-up and read.
Yeah. I think this is our end here because, like, what we were talking about, I was talking about this with you and my little brother. I think I, like, texted you that or sent you a TikTok or something. But, like, that my little brother said of, like, with Taylor Swift.
Mm.
Because we were making a lot of Star Wars comparisons to her new albums.
Oh, interesting. You know.
Did I send you those? I can't remember. Or did you send me those about like the Star Wars comparisons to her?
Oh, wait. Yes. Yeah.
I can't remember who sent who what because I just shared them between a bunch of people.
Yeah, right.
But anyway,
I think Taylor Swift that to you because it's something we always talk about. And I was like, I gotta send this to Josiah.
Yeah, I think I sent it to my brother too after you sent it to me. But like Taylor Swift is her music, like, yes, similar to Star Wars now because we grew up with Star Wars. And we grew up with the prequels, and they are decidedly for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mostly. And Star Wars is mostly for kids, right? But we grew up with it, and then we became adults, and we took that stuff that was for kids, and we kept it with us as adults and said, this is still for me, and it's still good.
Right.
And it's still capital G good.
And it's always it's like, for me. So if there's people older than me that don't like it, fine. And if there's people younger than me that don't like it, that's fine with me, too.
Right. And the same thing happened with Taylor Swift where like she started making music like when we were in high school or something. She's about because she's like only a couple years older than me. And we liked it when we were adolescents. We liked it when we were in high school. I say we, the royal we, like people who enjoy her music, which I like some of her stuff, but not all of her stuff. And we took it and ran with it. Now we have it as adults, and we still think of it as being capital G good.
Right.
Even though it might be more for kids or more for adolescents or whatever. And I think chicken tenders are the same thing, right? Where it's like, this is a dish that is, mostly intended for children because it's an inoffensive to the palate. It's just like tasty chicken. It's salty. It's crunchy. It's juicy. It's all the best, like, mouthfeel combined.
Right.
It's not like hard to eat. It's not weird to look at. It looks like food.
Yeah.
You know? And you just eat it.
Yeah.
And so I think that you're right. I think that like this might be our end to Star Wars because there is a way in which chicken tenders are juvenile.
Right.
But we make them up to be something for adults, even though in general they're more for kids.
And sometimes the way we make it up for adults is it's a 24-hour brine. It's breaded in whatever, and it's like got hot Nashville hot spices, and it's got like an aioli, and it's got whatever. And in those cases, it's like, oh, you took the thing that's for kids and presented it to grown-ups. Whereas in other cases, grown-ups just eat the kid version.
Yes, totally. And to that same, in the reverse, if you gave the adult version to the kid, they'd probably be like, this is weird.
Yeah,
why would I want this brined chicken tender with weird gravy? Just
and
give
then
me like
there are some people, adults, who look at any, like if you were to put 100 different chicken tenders from different restaurants, different preparations from the scale of like shitty reheated frozen Tyson Anytizers all the way to like the fanciest version. There are a lot of people our age and older who would look at that whole spectrum and be like, I like that, all of that.
Every single bit of it's good.
That is all equal.
That's so true. There is this weird like slice of fandom who is uncritical entirely. Mm-hmm. Of anything, which I have some friends who are like that, which honestly, like, I kind of am jealous in a way of that ability to just interact with Star Wars uncritically. And not to say that they love all of it or to say like they like every show or every TV show 100% exactly the same, but they're not ever going to say that was bad.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be like, that was Star Wars and I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was chicken tenders. I like chicken tenders.
When you take a slice of fandom, is it all the same, like, monolithic sludge, or is it...
I mean, that's a great question. That is actually a great question, and I don't know the answer.
So that was my big kind of take that I was thinking of when we were...
I think that's a great take. I think also, like, on the other end of that, there are people who look at that, like, There's two sides to this, right? Because there's the one side that looks at all those tenders from the Tyson whatever to the fancy and say, I like all of this the same. I'm uncritical entirely. But then there's also the other side that look at all of that and say, all of this is bad.
Right.
Or I don't like any of it. Which is also weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to be like, I haven't ever had a chicken tender, or rather, like, either because you're not interested or because you think it's a bad thing. Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you haven't had any chicken tenders, or you haven't ever eaten a chicken tender that you've liked?
Right.
Because, like, that's what's weird about Star Wars, right? Is Star Wars is so monolithic, it's like, okay, you're telling me you didn't like any of the movies?
Right.
There's 11 of them, and you didn't like any of them? Because, like, surely you like at least one.
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, 1,000 TV shows. You didn't like any of the TV shows?
Well, you know, I usually just eat whatever my kid didn't finish eating, so I'll have some chicken tenders here and there.
Yeah, but they're not very good, and they're also slobbery.
That is the animated shows. Adults watching the animated shows is eating the stuff your kid didn't finish.
That's hilarious. Yeah, absolutely.
And I love the animated shows.
And then, weirdly, they're really good.
Yeah.
Like, those are the best chicken tenders for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was telling you this, Mike, the other day. Like, I was talking with a newer friend of mine who I work with sometimes, and we don't have a lot, we don't know a lot about each other yet, so we have been defaulting to, like, typical guy stuff, which is, like, you like Marvel? You like Star Wars?
Marvel.
And it's, like, my least favorite thing about being a guy, I think.
Yeah.
Aside from all the toxic masculinity.
Sure.
That might be my least favorite part, but
hey, you guys like not going to the doctor as much as you probably should?
Dude, I can't relate, because I have to go to the doctor all the fucking time.
Yeah, no, that's a bad example. I'm just trying to think of other things that, like, guys do that are, like,
no, you're so,
byproducts of being pieces of shit, as opposed to, like, things they like to do.
My brother-in-law hadn't gone to the doctor in, like, forever.
Yeah.
And my sister was like, yeah, we found out he's got some, like, levels in his blood that aren't great. We're gonna, like, have to get on, like, the medication, because he hadn't gone to the doctor and since we've been married. Yeah. And they've been married for, like, 5 years.
You guys like explaining something to someone that you only just learned about today?
Yeah. Do you like explaining things in general? I the one that I'm bad at, though, because I haven't been to the dentist in a long time.
I was there today, and I have to go back on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know you're a big dentist fan nowadays, but Josiah, I have a theory about dentists.
Nowadays,
Mike loves the dentist. Such a big fan.
Yeah.
But I think dentists are fucking charlatans. All of them.
Like, oh, let me clean your bones.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, sure. Sounds real. There was a really great Anarchy show where we were shitting on dentists, not on, like, purpose, but, like, someone's the suggestion was a dental convention, I think. And then, like, me and Paul were playing dentists, and we, like, made a really great point to be like, we're DDS, not MDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're not actual doctors.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone on the team, I can't remember who actually, it might have been Mike Silver, came in and was like, hurry, we need a doctor. Is there a doctor in here? And me and Paul both looked at each other and went, nope. Which was, and then afterwards we were like, were we too mean to dentists that entire time? And I was like, no, we
were. That's reminding me, I was in a Baby Wants Candy show a couple of weekends ago, where someone mentioned something about how brave police are.
In a
like, facetious way, but, like, her character really believed it. But, like, we could all tell.
Right.
And then we all just kept laying on, like, no, yeah, it's the bravest thing. Like, three or four of us were all just, like, going in on this, like, how much we loved cops as characters, thus clearly illustrating that we, the performers, did not.
Right.
It was really funny to me, because that is a funny thing to say, but the audience was, like, really mixed.
Oh, no, yeah.
You heard
a couple people,
like, really laugh, and, like, some other people, like, what?
Are they being mean to the heroes of our society?
Yeah.
This actually brings, okay, I've been meaning to talk about this lately, and I think this is my platform, so I might as well do it here. We need we need a lot of cultural shifts in America, in the Western world. But here's the two that I want to see happen, that I think I can be a part of and make actionable. And I've seen a little bit about this on Instagram recently, which I think is funny because I've been thinking about it a lot. We need to start two things, or one thing, and it has to do with cops. We need to change our societal relationship with them to be like, you don't call the cops ever for anything because they are incompetent and babies and traitors, class traitors, right? Mm-hmm. So they are like, and embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be a cop. Right. That's when I saw on Instagram recently that was like, how embarrassing to be a cop who have been on the wrong side of every civil rights movement for the last forever. Right. They are constantly
like
on the wrong side
of history. Or being an RA.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's like they're on the wrong side of history for every single thing that's ever happened. How embarrassing. Yeah. And I think like if we can change culturally the shift to be like, they're not heroes. It's embarrassing to be a cop. That might be a shift we can make.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we can sort of defund the police, abolish the police through that method of just people are going to be like, I don't want to be a cop. It's fucking embarrassing
to
be a cop.
You should be laughing at them.
Yeah. So that's one. That's one. And then that means no more Paw Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
No more like fun, cool kid stuff with cops in them. Like no more of that. Like they're not heroes. They're not cool. It's embarrassing.
We've been watching Monk so much lately, and it made me realize that like Columbo, well, Columbo's a bad example because he is a, like actual proper police detective, but he's kind of like not. He's like grungy, you know? But Monk is like a consultant. Sherlock Holmes is a private investigator. Like all the Agatha Christie characters are like not proper police. It's like everybody from like what the 19th century to now realized like, well, I don't want to make the hero a cop.
Yeah.
He'll be less likable.
But then on the opposite end of that though, you have like the CSI and like Law and Order shows, which were like, now we're going to make the heroes cops. And then if we can, so we need to get rid of all those shows.
The
only ones that are allowed are the consultant ones where we have a cool consultant on the outside where we can come in. If he's like numb threers can stay. the mentalist can stay.
Yeah.
Psych can stay. Yeah. Monk can stay. The other one I want to say, this is entirely unrelated to what we're talking about, but I want a new shift. Here's another shift. Ready? Mm-hmm. Amazon? Bad quality. Okay, it's cheap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sure.
Let's start. It's bad quality.
Like
it's
when
cheap.
when you get something that's clearly from like a drop shipped company called like Whiffibbies.
Yes.
Like I need like a case for my glasses. Oh, get one from Mfdorby.
That's the other culture shift I want to make. It's because like it's so easy to buy from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So easy. It's so convenient, but it's bad quality.
Right.
It's cheap and in a bad way.
Yeah.
So these are my two. I'm going to somehow infiltrate the public psyche. And like, if I was Charles Xavier, I would be telepathically setting these like little suggestions into everybody's mind just to be like, cops are embarrassing. It's cheap. Amazon's bad quality.
You should also have to go to school for longer.
In general.
Well, yeah.
Everyone. No.
In general. But like, if you have to go to school for what, like 6 years to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
Or more?
And to be a cop, you need like 6 months of training.
Yeah. That
it's ridiculous.
Isn't right. It took you 6 years to learn the law to be able to speak to it intelligently, but you can enforce
you can kill
the
people
law
with half of that.
For less?
Yeah. Not even half of that.
How do you know which laws you're enforcing?
Yeah. Totally.
Anyway, chicken tenders. Should we go to the break?
Have anything? Yeah, let's go to the break. It is time to go to the break.
Yeah.
That's funny. I love that chicken tenders got us here because how did I get here? Oh, we were talking about male things and man things.
Oh, and going to the dentist. Yeah.
And going to the dentist. Yeah. And that's another cultural shift. Dentists are charlatans. I'm going to put that in the world too. But I was talking with this guy and he was like, yeah, Star Wars just like burned me with the sequel trilogy. I just like didn't like the direction they're going in and like the new shows aren't that great. And I just, you know, it just kind of burned me these days. And I was like, I get that. But also The Last Jedi was really good. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, are you saying that everything, all of it is bad?
I know, because it's a weird take to say that all of the sequel trilogy is bad, because it's everything.
Yeah.
You know, one of them is just A New Hope.
Yeah.
One is a new thing, a thing that they haven't done before. And then the other is like, oh, sorry, we're sorry we did anything new. Like,
yeah. Yes. One is like a redux where it's just the same stuff again. Last Jedi is new. And then the last one is like the worst parts of Star Wars.
Yeah.
All in one movie.
So I guess so you didn't like the idea that they did a redux, if you're like, oh my God, it's just A New Hope again, this feels lazy. Okay. Force Awakens is off of your list.
Sure.
And then you might be predisposed to them, though. You think doing the same thing they've always done is bad. Here's a movie that they do all sorts of new, different shit. And you're like, I wasn't ready for all of that. So then you think Last Jedi is bad. And then you can just see that the last movie is kind of written as a response to fan backlash, and you're like, well, this feels cowardly. So, like, I suppose I could see a way that you didn't like any of those movies, but...
Right. I think that person exists, and it is... But it is weird to me. That is an interesting, strange take to me, to be like, I didn't like any of them, and all for different reasons. I'm like, that's strange, because in general... That's not how the consensus went, because like first the consensus for Force Awakens, everyone was like, okay,
yeah,
sure, okay, and the consensus for Last Jedi was divisive, and then the consensus for Rise of Skywalker was once again divisive, but in a different way, where it was like the shitty people were like, we liked it.
You know, and then it's funny. I think it's a lot easier to.
That's not true. Not everyone who likes Rise of Skywalker is shitty. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
I think it's a lot easier to dislike The Force Awakens now that The Rise of Skywalker is out.
Yes.
You know, like, everything I liked that is, it when I saw it. It was like, that was fun. But then The Last Jedi made me be like, oh, wow, Star Wars is going to go somewhere. And then it was like, no, it's not.
Yeah, all the cool stuff that's, like, put forth in Force Awakens is, like, a mystery box, little JJ's mystery boxes.
Yeah.
When you know the answers to all of them and they're all disappointing answers, you're like, well, this movie is not fun anymore.
Yeah. It's like, anyway. It's like The Force Awakens pulled a marble all the way up to the top of like a wall. And on that wall, you can put all sorts of obstacles to make like a marble run or whatever. Force Awakens starts it. It's so high up. It has all this potential energy. And then Last Jedi is like, you guys are expecting like little ramps and little like whirly gigs. I'm going to just have it be a full free fall. Like, going to fall. And then at the very end, the last movie will have some kind of whirly gigs and stuff and make it all make sense. And at the very end, it's just like a catch. And it's like, oh, well.
Yeah, they just caught it.
It's just like a box.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. They didn't really do anything. They didn't really actually do anything in the end. They just kind of like, okay, and they just dropped a marble.
Yeah.
Weird. They threw a brick up in the air, and then the brick never landed, and then the brick landed, but it like hit my head.
Yeah, no, it's not that they threw a brick up in the air and it never landed. It's that they threw a brick up in the air and then it came down and landed.
Yeah, it came down and landed exactly where you expected it.
I guess that's kind of what I thought was going to happen.
And it was also on my toe, and it hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
They threw... Like, why did they throw it in that way?
I saw it coming, but I didn't get out of the way.
I didn't get out of the way. I let it land on my foot.
Yeah.
That was stupid in that way.
Did we go to the break?
No, we forgot to.
Let's go to the break.
Whee!
How Star Wars is it?
Hi, everyone. Are you enjoying this episode of How Star Wars Is It and want to know how you can support the show?
Well, that's great, because you can support the show by going to patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. That's where you can find our Patreon, where you can support the show for $1, $2, $5, or $10 a month. Now, the $1 and $2 track just says, hey, we like what you're doing, keep it up. But the $5 and $10 track gets you a weekly bonus episode, and it gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, including movie commentaries, RPGs, improv scenes, and much more. So go to patreon.com/howstarwarsisit and check us out over there.
And if you're thinking, but how else could I support the show? you can follow the links that we have in our social media to our merch store and get a How Star Wars Is It t-shirt or a Star Wars Is Chili mug or an Everything Every Drink Is Water sticker.
Yeah, we got merch, baby.
Folks, check out our Patreon, check out our merch, and give us money.
Give us money, baby.
And now back to us.
Whee!
And we're back.
Ah, you scared me. And we're what?
Like bok, 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 bagok.
Bok, bok, bok. All right. Let's play a game.
Welcome back to How Star Wars Is It? Is that what this is?
I think we actually weirdly talked a lot about Star Wars.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. We talked about segment. We're comparing chicken tenders to Star Wars. We have done some amount of that so far. We've also talked about cops and dentists. Welcome back. This week for Chicken Tenders, I have brought us a little bit of a game. It is a completely new original game for the show. It is called Chicken Suffixes.
Chicken Suffixes.
So,
sounds good to me.
This doesn't make sense, and it will probably only take like a minute.
Great.
There are a lot of different ways to prepare chicken. For example, Here's examples that won't appear. Chicken piccata. Chicken parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
That second word I'm calling the chicken suffix. And I am going to say either a word or a short phrase that ends with that suffix. So if it were parmesan, maybe it was like, pass me the.
Great.
Or like, my favorite hard cheese is.
Parmesan.
Yeah. So know that your word bank is preparations of chicken.
Okay. This is interesting.
Like tender, finger.
Sure.
So, okay. We'll start off with golden.
Corral.
No.
Hold on, wait. Golden hour.
Another way of thinking about it is chicken. Yeah.
Chicken something.
And golden something.
Something.
And it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Golden chicken. Chicken.
Maybe think of like like a diner on here, like,
chicken
on Lincoln Avenue in Lakeview.
Golden apple?
No, because chicken apple.
Oh, golden nugget.
Yeah, wait,
chicken
is
nugget.
That called? That is called the golden apple. I was thinking of the one there on Lawrence.
Well, there's multiple golden nuggets. There's only like I think one golden apple.
But that is you were right that golden apple. But yes, nugget
chicken
is
nugget. Golden nugget.
Now, as opposed to golden, the next one is gold.
Rush, chicken rush. Gold run, chicken run.
No.
That's not right.
Think of like gold. Specifically, the first few here are all kind of more specifically to do with this episode.
Oh, sure. Gold finger, chicken finger.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, the next one is the Las Vegas
Strip.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, the next one is legal
tender.
Yes. All right, next is and there might be some repeats.
Okay.
Denver
Strip.
No.
Colorado.
What is the chicken Colorado?
Alex, what is the chicken Colorado?
Have you ever seen a person on TikTok who will take like the flip the Jeopardy thing?
Yes.
Like they'll be what is a sword? And it's like this is
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's really good.
I'm trying to think what is Bilbo's glows. Sting, which is Bilbo's this, glows when orcs are around. And it's like...
Okay, yeah. That's what a sword is? Interesting. I don't know about that.
Anyway, Denver...
Denver Slam.
Chicken Slam.
Chicken Slam.
This game isn't very good.
This game is so simple in construction, and yet I'm having such a hard time with it. Denver Nuggets.
Yeah,
chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That why is that so hard?
All right, the next one is the West
Wing chicken wing.
Yeah. Okay, and the next one is Middle
Earth chicken earth.
I like mentalism put Middle Earth into your brain.
You did. You did. Wait, so it was what again? Middle?
Middle.
Middle. Malcolm. Chicken Malcolm.
Our special this evening is the Chicken Malcolm. It comes with
it's Chicken Malcolm. Comes with, what's his name?
Why can't Frankie remember? Muniz.
Frankie Muniz. Yeah. Frankie Muniz will come out and serve it for you. I don't know. What I can't think of this.
Middle finger.
Oh, I forgot they can do repeats. Yep. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay. Cream of mushroom.
Soup?
Yeah. This one might be my favorite. Big natural.
Breath?
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a way of getting us to Wikipedia, but I couldn't make it happen.
Yeah. That's okay.
All right. Next is Ducky and
Plucky. Wait. Spike. Wait.
They are two of my favorite guys.
Legs.
Yeah.
Legs. There's so many different duckies I was going with.
All right. Next is Index
Finger.
Yeah. okay. Next is Chopped
Liver.
Oh, that's actually, I will accept that because chicken liver is something. I was going with salad, chicken salad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Love Me
Not. Chicken not. Not. Love Me Tender.
Yeah.
Chicken tender.
Okay, last two. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Yeah.
chicken
that
butt.
That one doesn't exactly follow the... and then finally, you telling me a shrimp?
Fried this chicken?
I was going with fried rice, as in chicken fried rice, but this chicken is good too.
Shrimp fried chicken.
You ever have shrimp fried chicken?
That's nothing. Can you imagine? We take a, if you were going to fry a chicken like you fry a shrimp.
Yeah.
I think that's just the same method of
frying. Yeah, right. Like there's like chicken fried steak or whatever, which like you're frying steak in the method you would fry chicken. But
and then there's chicken fried chicken in which you're frying chicken like you'd fry chicken fried steak. You ever had chicken fried chicken?
Which is how you would make fried chicken, though, right?
No, it's slightly different.
Oh, okay.
I think the breading is different on the chicken fried chicken, I think, or something. But have you ever had chicken fried chicken?
You know, I don't think I have.
Now that I'm saying it a lot, I don't think I know what it is. Chicken.
You ever go to
fried.
Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yeah.
We grew up there, man. We'd go there every road trip.
You lived in Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Texas thing. That's probably why you don't know what I'm talking about.
Because for Texans, steak and beef and cows is the default.
Yeah.
There's this thing called chicken fried steak, but if you'd like us to do chicken that way, we'd be happy to. It's called chicken fried chicken.
So, okay, yes, I just looked it up. How is chicken fried chicken different from fried chicken? First, fried chicken is bone-in chicken pieces from all parts of the bird that are coated in, like, flour breading, right? That's regular fried chicken.
12 secret herbs and spices.
Mm-hmm. Chicken fried chicken, however, is a flattened chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
So you flatten it like it's a steak.
Yeah.
That is dredged in flour, dunked into egg and buttermilk wash, and then back in the flour again, and then you fry it. So it
that's
is
just
fried
like a chicken cutlet is what like an East Coast Italian family would call it.
Sure. Yeah. But it is like fried like you would make a chicken fried steak.
Sure.
As opposed to just regular fried chicken.
Honestly, you know so what a chicken fried chicken sounds to me like?
What?
Chicken tender. Like,
I mean,
a chicken finger.
A big chicken tender.
Yeah.
Like if you sliced up chicken fried chicken, mm-hmm. you would get a bunch of chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Totally. Man, I'm really outing myself as a Texan on this episode by talking about chicken fried chicken. I don't think anybody else knows what the fuck that is.
I have heard that expression before.
Yeah.
But
like restaurants in Texas when I was growing up often had chicken fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
As babe. She's listening to her book. She can't hear me.
Oh, that's what Caitlin's doing right now too.
Listening to a book?
Yeah.
Charlie calls them her books on tape, and every time I'm like, that's not what they are. I'm like, you mean audiobooks? No, books on tape. Yeah. Okay.
What other chicken tender Star Wars things can we do here?
Hold on. I want to say email prompt. Have you ever heard of chicken fried chicken?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Listeners, dear listeners, do you know what chicken fried chicken is? Or have you ever heard of it? And then if you have heard of it, did you know what it is until I read the description just now? Because I didn't even have a clear idea of what it was, even though I've eaten it before.
It is okay. Funny, because that you really could do, you telling me a chicken fried this chicken.
You telling me a chicken fried this chicken?
Charlie's going to love that.
She's going to love that one, man. I wish I could relive her experiencing the chicken,
like,
shrimp fried this rice joke.
Or whatever, or immigration.
TSA, coming back to America, yeah. And she was just like dying laughing. And I was like, be cool. We're in a weird place to be dying laughing right now. So funny. What other chicken tender things are there with Star Wars?
Well, here's one. It's all the same thing, but they go by many names. Chicken tender, chicken strip, chicken fingers.
Sure.
And that's like, you know, it's funny. I've been writing the trivia for what is now in the past, but the May 5th, the Revenge of the 5th thing that we're doing. And really, anytime I find myself coming up with a question that has to do with a movie, like here's a thing that happened in this movie, or like what is the first movie or whatever, what is the first line of dialogue in a Star Wars film, you have to start, like, I just hear myself in the way that I do at work, like on a set of drawings, if they're to go to an architect or if they're to go out to a fabricator, you have to be very clear what is and is not in the scope of what you want made, you know. It's essentially like a visual version of like a legal contract. So like, sure, as I'm writing these questions, I keep hearing like my own brain say like, nope, these are Star Wars people, you have to be more specific. So like, and when I say the first Star Wars movie, I mean what was released in 1977, then known as Star Wars.
right.
We now know it as Episode 4, A New Hope. And of course, yes, there are the special editions and there's the McClunky version. I'm just saying, in Star Wars.
In Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you were to travel back in time to 1977, first off, stop JFK from being assassinated. Just kidding. I think
it
he
already
was
happened.
Assassinated.
It happened 14 years prior.
Okay, sorry. Go back further. Okay. Okay, just go back to 1977. Live your life. For 30,
oh my God,
4 years.
Invest in the fledgling Silicon Valley companies, because right now Apple is just in a guy's garage.
You'll never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah,
but what I'm actually saying is, you got live for 34 years normally, but the entire time you're prepping, okay? Because you got to stop 9/11. All right, so you have 34 years.
You already
years
didn't
to
stop
just,
the JFK assassination. You went
you
back
already
too
failed
soon.
At JFK. You went back too soon. So you have to stop 9/11. You have 34 years to live your life and just be happy. Okay? That's good enough.
But it is critical that you still do something so fucked up to Gerard Way.
Go punch Gerard Way in the nuts as hard as you can. On that day.
And say something like, oh, you sad, you have dark emotions, and then just leave. Because we can't not have My Chemical Romance. Our entire episode on the Black Parade would what, just be dead air? Or would like we just skip a number?
That's a great question. I think that it would probably be something else entirely.
Yeah.
We would just like, everything would be thrown off. And also, we wouldn't have been on our friend Ben Hebert's Twilight podcast.
Of course.
You know? So there's
that.
Because
it wouldn't have
that's
existed. Not that we wouldn't have wanted to be on it.
No. Yeah, we would have just said no. We'd have been like, no, Ben.
Yeah.
Which we need to have Ben on soon.
Yes, that's right.
What? And then So you can stop at 11. Other things you could do. Hey, while you're at it, maybe an easier way to stop at 11, stop the U.S. from from forming Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, wait, go back to, like, what, the, like, 1800s? And like, yeah. Really encourage more regulation of like, the U.S. military spending.
Maybe put something in the Constitution or something, like an
show
amendment.
Show up in front of, like, who? Like, James K. Polk or whatever, with, like, an iPhone, and show him how it's, like, magic. And be like, I'm from the future, you gotta not invent the nuke. Like...
Show him magic on an iPhone. Just, like, pull up a video of, like... Like, fool me with a Penn and Teller, and, like, here's some magic.
He's like, wait, that is an incredible trick, but I've seen parlor tricks like that before. What is this magic rectangle you're using?
He's like, yeah, I've seen someone's head come off
in
a magic show, obviously.
Yeah.
But what is this thing that you're using?
Right.
What is it, Scott Aukerman, that says, like, he went back in time and showed cavemen an iPhone, they would figure it out. And I kind of agree with that. Yeah. I think, like, if you gave anybody in the past, any human in the past, if you gave them an iPhone, eventually they'd be like, yeah, okay, I get it. You push here and it does the stuff. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
You know, this is making me think of a little soapbox thing that is actually weirdly tied to this week's topic.
Okay.
iPad babies.
Right.
Specifically, I get, look, like...
Parenting's hard.
Yeah, and babies just won't fucking shut up. Just, here's Cocomelon,
they love
man.
To talk.
But, like, if you're, like, 4 and you're at a restaurant in a chair, you should have to eat the food and be at a restaurant. Part of, like, the prerequisite for getting to go to a restaurant as a little kid is you have to learn to, like, sit still and be quiet and, like, maybe you're bored. Not to be,
Mike's
like,
coming out as anti-kid.
Old man yells at cloud, but, like, get that out of here. You're just saying that it's fine to not pay attention to what's going on around you. Like, you're enabling that person to be in a meeting with their colleagues in their 20s and 30s and just be looking at their phone and not listening. You know?
Mm. I said, you're saying it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, but the reason I bring it up here and not just, like, on the Patreon is that's also chicken fingers. Like, if you're not big enough to go to an Italian restaurant and order from the, like, pasta menu because it's, like, scary sounding to you and you're like, I just want chicken fingers, you're a baby. And in
you're
some cases, you are actually a baby. But if you are, like, you know, the thing on, like, sort of film Twitter is someone will say something like, this was the greatest cinematic experience of my life. And it's just like Avengers Endgame. And
right,
it's like, yeah, that was fun. We need a different term for that, because it's not exactly like a cinematic experience. That was like a movie you went to with your friends.
That was more of a communal experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was the culture around it. It was the fun of being there on opening night.
Yeah.
Everybody's like cheering at the same time because it's the culmination of like 25 movies.
Right.
It's definitely cool. Is it the best cinematic experience?
Right.
I don't know. I saw Doom Part 2 and that shit ruled.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, what I mean? Like,
that feels sort of like chicken fingers. Like,
that does feel like chicken
fingers.
Oh my
God, this was the best dinner I've ever had. And it's like, you just had fancy chicken fingers, you grown adult.
You grown up. This is like tangential, but it reminds me of when I was working at the cafe back previous before COVID, when we had full dine-in service. The only people that would order chocolate milk were babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, grown-ups would order them for their babies.
Right.
And then, like, fully grown white men in their 20s, which be like, can I get chocolate milk? And I'd be like, no.
Well, you can, but I have to write your name down now.
Yeah, I'm like, do you want me to just like go back? Like, okay, hear me out. Because yes, you can get chocolate milk. You can get whatever you want on the menu. You're a grown up. You have money. But like, I'm gonna go pour chocolate syrup into a white liquid and mix it for you.
So wait, it wasn't even like a bottled chocolate milk or whatever?
No, it is. I'm going to have to bother the barista who has to make lattes and fucking cappuccinos, dude.
This dude
and
in the Triforce t-shirt and the cargo shorts wants chocolate
and
milk.
And you want me to go tell her that Mark, the 25-year-old white guy, wants her to make him a chocolate milk?
Yeah.
It because, should, like, we
you
can.
Should have to say something embarrassing if you're ordering it. It should be called something like Chalky Milky.
Yes. And you have to say it like a baby. Can I have chocolate milky? It's like, I guess, dude, if you're going to be like that, yes, we'll make it for you.
You did the thing you had to do, which was say that phrase.
Like, you can have chocolate milk. You can order chocolate milk. But you just have to know that we're all talking about you now.
Yeah.
All the employees are going like, that grown-up just ordered chocolate milk.
Like,
which is fine. You can eat chocolate milk, drink chocolate milk if you want. It's
you
just
can't
weird
eat chocolate
when
you're. Milk.
You can't eat it. No, that would be weird. Okay.
But
let's
I don't
see.
Know. I think this is kind of going way back on our show, probably over 100 episodes ago, when we were saying, bring back bullying.
Light bullying.
Yeah.
Just some light targeted bullying.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
Anyway,
long
I
way.
Like chicken fingers. That's fine. I also like Star Wars. That's fine. I also would never admit to anyone who, like, say, a chef or a filmmaker, respectively, that those are my favorite things in that category.
No. Well, that would be a lie, first off, because they're not. But then, like, also, it would be embarrassing to have to say to a fancy chef to be like, I just like chicken tenders. There are people, you know, it's interesting because I've, there's like two separate people in my life growing up and also like in Chicago who have had like food. I can't remember what the term for this is, but it's basically like they only eat certain foods.
Yeah. Like, we would say, like a picky eater, but there might actually be, like, a more real
But there's,
term.
Like, a psychological element to it, where it's, like, they are only, they're almost physically incapable of eating other foods.
Yeah.
Because they got so used to eating certain foods that they can't force themselves to branch out.
Yeah.
One of them was a improviser comedian that I worked with for a while, and I was like, oh, you know, it'd be a fun, like, it was very interesting with her, because I was like, this would be a fun, like, YouTube series of you trying new foods.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, and I thought she would be like, oh, that'd be funny. And she was like, absolutely not. I'm way too afraid.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really weird. Because normally she would do anything for a bit.
Right.
But she was like, absolutely not. I could not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But so there are people who like eat only chicken tenders. And like, you know, as long as you're not going to like die from it.
Right.
I guess that's fine. And there's people who only watch Star Wars. And as long as you're not going to die from
right.
it. I guess it's okay, but there's worlds out there. There's whole worlds of experiences you haven't experienced.
Yeah,
try something
right.
new.
I know, it's funny. This is the angle for how Star Wars is chicken tenders, but I also now feel like I've gone like too far in the direction of like try something new. I'm pro chicken tenders.
Same.
I'm especially pro chicken tenders if it's from like a chicken place, like Parsons or Budlong or where like
good
their bread and butter, as it were, is like a real fucking nice, good chicken tender.
Yeah, dude, that stuff is the best. And I like I like Star Wars, you know.
Yeah. And
I don't
like,
as much as
I
used
like
to.
Shitty chicken tenders too. I'd rather rewatch
Same.
Andor or The Last Jedi than like The Rise of Skywalker or Obi-Wan Kenobi. But like, if you were like, hey, you have to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi again for whatever reason, I'd be like, fine.
Fine.
I know
it,
there's other options that are ready to go. I'd much rather have like a taco or a hot dog or a pizza, but fine. I'll.
Something
Watch
else
Obi
from
Wan.
The Hisui menu.
Yeah.
So we've definitely talked. We've weirdly talked a lot about Star Wars on this Chicken Tenders episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've done a good job comparing it to Star Wars, but we have talked a lot about Star Wars. Should we just go ahead and give it a rating, though?
Yeah,
it's about that time. I think we've done a decent job of comparing it. The biggest entryway gateway point was the, like, you know, Chicken Tenders of Star Wars, and it's for kids mostly.
It's for kids, and everybody eats it.
But all that to say, it's not going to get a very high rating because it's a food.
Yeah, it's a food.
Not a narrative, not a TV show, not a movie.
No.
My unit of measure is going to be. Oh, we didn't even talk about this. What? Your favorite chicken tenders you've ever had? Or, like, what's your chicken tender journey? We never even got into that.
We really didn't have time anymore.
Yeah,
other than me saying the thing about Burger King, that was where I learned the term chicken tenders. I don't know. I would say that, like, for the most part, my, like, today chicken tenders, chicken fingers is either I.O. or the annoyance, like a like a
bar. No Answers was classic, really good.
Yeah, like bar food chicken fingers or Bud Long, which is a restaurant here in Chicago for those of you not in town, which does like hot chicken style chicken tenders, and you get like a biscuit and you get like crinkle cut fries and whatever.
Mm-hmm. My favorite were Chicken Express, which is a local chain and where I'm from. And then I would do some crazy stuff to those tenders. All right. We had this Serendipity seasoned salt that comes with it. So I pour that on top. Then I pour buffalo sauce on top.
Yeah. I'm a buffalo boy.
Then I dip all that into cream gravy and eat it like that. Yum. I'd really dress those guys up. They were tasty.
And would you ask the Buffalo gals to come out tonight?
Being from Texas, yeah, every night. We did that every night.
And you danced like, by the light of the moon?
And dance by the light of the moon. But I did it in four-part harmony.
You took off your big 10-gallon hat. Held it to your chest.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Yeah, I did it in a barbershop quartet every night.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, your measure is going to be dipping sauce.
Mine's going to be pieces.
Great.
As in, like, when you order a meal with chicken strips.
Right. Raising Cane's is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
As far as, like, fast food chicken tenders go, pretty good.
Yeah, that's one of the better, like, fast food tenders.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better one, in fact, now that you say that.
Yeah, as far as fast food goes, yeah, for sure. I'm going to say, like, I don't know. I want to say like a 3 or a 2, but I don't know which one to go with. So maybe I'll say like 2.5.
That's weirdly right where I was. Honestly, what I was picturing was my order from Budlong Hot Chicken used to be the 3 tender meal, and they changed it up so that it's either like 2 or a lot more. So
that's
like,
weird.
It's somewhere between 2 and 3 piece meal. And you said 2.5, so I'm good with that.
2.5, let's go. 2.5. It's not quite a 2, because it's a little more.
The two of us are saying 5 tenders total. Or yeah. 5 total, yeah. Split 5 to 2.
Yeah, split 2 ways, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is It on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. You can email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com, because that's what this is. And let's see. what did Justin email us about again? The second email was about Flat Earth.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about Flat Earth. He said, funny enough, I have debated Flat Earthers before in TikTok Lives when I got bored, so I have an understanding of what arguments they use. It boils down to this. 1, I have never seen a curved horizon. 2, water is always level, so oceans can't curve. 3, if something is spinning a million miles per an hour, everything would fly off of it. Gravity doesn't exist. 4, gravity pulls things down. Here we go. Gravity pulls things down, so everything would fall off of the southern hemisphere. Hilarious!
Oh my
really
God.
Funny! 5, I can see really far, so there can't be a curve. Otherwise, it would be like always looking at a mountain. It pains me not to write a rebuttal to all these things because the logic is so clearly flawed, but alas, that was not the problem. Justin. P.S., you were right. I absolutely love this episode. I can't remember. Oh, that was the space episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Outer space, because Justin likes the physics talk, we were like, Justin's going to love this one. All right.
And we gave a prompt already.
Yeah, do you know about chicken fried chicken?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's good enough. It was after we defined it and discussed it.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is? Hint, we just said.
We just talked about it. Had you ever heard of it before?
What about, add to that also, have you ever had Invisalign? Or do you currently have it?
Are you currently,
or have you ever been a member of the Invisalign party?
The only thing they care about is straight teeth.
Yeah.
They're a one issue party.
Yeah. They're like, we want all of our teeth to be facing the same direction because unified, we are stronger.
We are stronger. Mike, will you tell them about the Patreon?
Oh, yeah. So we also have a Patreon where every week we do a bonus episode. It's about a half hour long, and it's us just like fucking around. This week we talked a lot about words. And Invisalign, and the name Tyrannosaurus
Disney's
Rex.
Disney Speedstorm.
Disney Speedstorm. It's your two best friends, Mike and Josiah, just hanging out every Monday night, being silly. And there's other stuff on there too. There's film commentaries. There's RPGs. There's improv. Brackets.
Yeah.
What else? A Discord server. And that's all available to you for $5 a month. So you're supporting your friends, Josiah and Mike, and you get to listen to them for an extra half hour every week.
It's great. So go check that out.
And we also have merch. We never plug that, but like somewhere on one of our social media sites, you can find the link to all of our stuff, including our Patreon and our merch. You could wear a Hisui t-shirt if you wanted.
We have an ad supporting it now that I just cut into the most recent episode. So now we can just not ever talk about it again.
Yeah, yeah.
But go check all that stuff out. Same as just the Star Wars. It's about time for Toby Bye Bye. So like we always say, we love you. And may the fourth be with you. Bye bye.
My lip hurts.
Ow, my lip. It's lip, it's lip, it's lip, 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 it's lip, it's lip, it's lip, 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 it's 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 lip. Remember that silly song with Larry?